Blog Talk Radio.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings. Save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. But surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Well, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 95 of And Now for Something Completely Different, a Cab Family Enterprises show, the title of which is Warren Zevon. Sometimes in this life, you just need a little Warren, and with all the nonsense that's gone on, it's Warren time. Kind of like it's hammer time. It's Warren time. And speaking of hammering, Boom Boom Mancini.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Warren Zevon and Boom Boom Mancini. I remember when that came out, and Boom Boom was still fighting. Now, this is probably one of my favorite Warren Zevon songs, and mostly because I have a vivid image of people in an audience on a PBS special, and also at a show where I saw Warren live in the Stone Pony. Warren famously had addiction, substance abuse problems, and he had finally found a way to beat it. And this song kind of heralds that struggle. There's just some people who, when they were listening to it, just didn't get it. Detox Mansion. I saw Warren live, there was always the question from the audience of, would Bruce Springsteen make one of his infamous surprise guest appearances? And the audience would always yell, "Bruce, Bruce," because Bruce had written a song that he gave to Warren to use called "Genie Needs a Shooter." After Warren announced his struggle with mesothelioma on national TV, he rushed to push out an album and music stars from everywhere who had performed with Warren in the past came out to help him. And this one, Disorder in the House, is Bruce's return with Warren.
Hey! Disorder in the house. The tub runneth over. Plaster falling down in pieces by the couch of pain. Disorder in the house. Time to duck and cover. Helicopters hover over rough terrain. Disorder in the house. Reptile wisdom. Zombies on the lawn, staggering around. Disorder in the house. There's a flaw in the system, and the fly in the ointment is gonna bring the whole thing down. The gates are open. We've let the demons loose. The big guns have spoken, and we've fallen for the roof.
Davenport of Despair. Lauren was like no other human ever to walk this face of the earth. He had a very ironic, cynical, unique way of looking at life. And so here he sings about his dirty life and times. This is the theme song that I use when I do this show, on the show, to introduce my group, people, pets, and fun. Even a dog can shake hands.
Hey! Let's go! Survive up on Mulholland Drive. Got the phone in the car in his hand. Everybody's trying to be a friend of mine. Even the dog can shake hands. He bought 20% because he knew you back when. Now they all want a piece of the band. Everybody's trying to be a friend of mine. Even a dog can shake hands. All the worms and the gnomes are having lunch at the dome. They're all living off the fat of a lamb. Everybody's trying to be a friend of mine. Even a dog can shake hands.
Even a dog can shake hands. Now, this is probably my favorite Warren song, and I apologize if the quality of the audio is poor, but this, I believe, The French Inhaler is the song that has the line, "And her face looked like something death brought with him in his suitcase."
How you gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working? When your fingers are slender and frail, how you gonna get around in this sleazy bedroom town if you don't put yourself up for sale? Scarves and your miracles. Who's gone? One and battering life. You must try it again till you get it right. Baby, you'll end up with someone different every
like something death brought with him in his suitcase. I often pair these two together, hasten down the wind.
She tells him she thinks she needs to be free. He tells her he doesn't understand. She takes his hand. She tells him nothing's working out the way they planned. She's so many women.
shelter to hasten down the wind. And he agrees, thinks she needs to be free. Then she says she'd rather be with him. But it's just a whim by which she hopes to keep him on the limb. She's so many women, he can't find the one who was his friend. So he's hanging on to half a heart. He can't have the restless part. So he tells her to hasten down the wind. He can't have the restless part, so he tells her to hasten down the wind. He tells her to hasten down the wind.
Hasten down the wind. The late great Warren Zevon, one of my favorite Warren songs. Let's see what I have next. I need to put this song in context. It's the last song on the last album by Warren Zevon, The Wind, and he struggled to put it together. And keep in mind, this is a song being sung by a man who knows he's dying. Keep me in your heart.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Shine. Things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tired to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts, take me to your dreams, touch me as I fall in. Headed north to Pleasant Street. Keep me in your heart for a while.
Warren Zevon, Keep Me in Your Heart. I still can't listen to that without choking up. And one of Warren's earlier great songs describes everything you need in life: lawyers, guns, and money. It's always when I need to listen to Warren is when the shit has hit the fan in one way or another, in a literal sense or in a figurative sense. But we all need some Warren, and we need some lawyers, guns, and money. One of the things that sometimes life brings us is the necessity to modify our work, modify some of our best work to please others. But this is the unmodified version of Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor. met a girl at the Rainbow Bar. She asked me if I'd beat her. She took me back to the Hyatt House.
I don't want to talk about it.
Me back to the Hyatt House and she asked me if I could beat her. I don't want to talk about it. As only Warren could. As only Linda Ronstadt could make him change that last stanza of that song. Damn shame. And it makes me as numb as a statue to think about it.
Let's do another bad one then, because I like it when the blood drains from Dave's face.
I'm numb as a statue. I may have to beg, borrow, or steal. Some feelings too.
sometimes in life, things make you just numb. I've been there many times. And numb as a statue perfectly sums it up. Next up from Warren. I gotta find it. More feelings. Reconsider me.
If you're all alone and you need someone, call me up and I'll come running. Makes you doubt, darling, that was then and this is now. Reconsider me, reconsider me. Can I never make you sad again? Cause I swear that I've changed since then. And I promise that I'll never make you
Warren was one artist that I had a great connection to, and after I play this song, which is the song that I use to intro any political discussions that I have on the show, I'll talk a little bit more about Warren and me. This is Trouble Waiting to Happen.
I
my freshman year in college, I worked in the, I got a work study job in the mailroom. And a couple of the guys who worked there, Gene was a Korean and Vietnam veteran, Vietnam War veteran. And besides working at the mailroom at the college, he ran his own record store. And then there was a younger guy who was going to school part-time at night. And we would often talk about music as we drove around campus to deliver mail or as we were taking our breaks. And so what has always been true of me is that lyrics mean more to me than the actual music. And that even more than that, when artists or people in general in life are talking about themselves is when things are most interesting to me. And so it was suggested by Tommy that I check out Warren Zevon. And so I got an album from Gene's store. And I was instantly and forever hooked. I had the great pleasure of seeing Warren perform live at the Stone Pony, at the Beacon, at Club Binet in Perth Amboy. I think I saw him twice at the Stone Pony. And while my early connections in music and music tastes were to the Beatles and John Lennon, the love affair has always been, since college, the late, great Warren Zevon. And as the the live stream portion of the show ends, I have a few more songs to play, and then we will end it. And this show will be ended not in the traditional fashion, but with a Zevon song. Let me see what else I have. The Factory.
Another one due. We get by.
That was Warren Zevon and The Factory. Let's see what else I've got for you. I'm going to run through my complete Zevon catalog on Blog Talk. I added a few songs. Let's have some sentimental hygiene.
I need some
about the show with Warren's classic song. I hope I find the right one. Because I have three versions of this. So if you hear me stop this song, it's because it's not the one version of it I want. So that'll wrap up episode 95 of And Now for Something Completely Different, the Cab Family Enterprises show. And keep in mind, up next for us is a show on Sunday, the 30th, at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club. As we head into the critical holiday shopping season, we will be busy almost every weekend, and I will be putting some stuff up, should time allow, on Sunday after I take care of on my obligations to the state of New Jersey, putting up a whole bunch of stuff. We've grown at CAB somewhat. I'm pleased with the progress that we've made this year with at our shows. We still could do better. Our eBay store has been doing well, but it could do better. Anyway, it's a decent start to a function that takes place as number three priority in my working life. But we are doing everything we can, and I'm quite pleased with everything so far. So, all of you have a great night. I hope you enjoyed some of my selections for Warren. I will probably do this again in the future, maybe in the near future, depending on how the state of things is. This election season, and with all this nonsense going on all over the place, it may be a Warren time again real soon. Anyway, have a good night, and catch you next time.